Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and you know, hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only are your vaccinations being handled right, you know, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, change is inevitable, of course, and 2020 has had more than our fair share of changes, forcing everyone, including wheat producers, to adapt, said Dave Milligan. He's the president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. When the pandemic hit, wheat farmers were hurt just as much as anyone, said Milligan.
But left a lot of the wheat growers uncovered, and there was certainly a lot of concern among our organization for not having all classes covered. And we put together an effort at the National Association of Wheat Growers, along with state associations and some help from our friends at U.S. Wheat. So we were able to get wheat covered in the second round of COVID relief, and that certainly has been, I know, beneficial to my farm, and it's certainly been beneficial, I'm sure, to about all the wheat growers. So we feel that it was very important that we get that information to the USDA, and they listened. So we certainly feel that's been quite important.
As he looks ahead to 2021, transitioning to a new administration, it's just part of the challenging changes that are staring them in the face.
With the loss of Colin Peterson off the House Ag Committee and the retirement of Pat Roberts off the Senate Ag Committee, we've lost two very influential and people that have really been advocates for not only agriculture, but also for wheat in particular. And, you know, those are going to be big shoes to fill, but you know, this isn't the first time this has happened, and we have a, you know, staff that is very diligent in the work they do in D.C., and we certainly intend to get with them and educate them on the issues that we have in the wheat and the agricultural interests in general.
Milligan did add that the NAWG staff are accustomed to working with changing staff situations in Washington, D.C., and look forward to the upcoming year. Well, Congressman David Scott of Georgia made history last Thursday by officially being named the first African-American chairman of the House Ag Committee. The Democratic caucus approved him to lead the committee that oversees American agriculture, forestry, nutrition, and rural development. I'm honored to be chosen by my colleagues in the Democratic caucus to serve as chairman of the House Ag Committee, says Scott. I will use this historic opportunity to represent the values of our entire caucus and advance our priorities on trade, disaster aid, climate change, sustainable agriculture, SNAP, crop insurance, small family farms, specialty crops, and rural broadband. Scott's been in Congress and a member of the House Ag Committee since 2003. In his various leadership roles on the House Ag Committee, Scott has chaired the subcommittees on commodity exchanges, energy and credit, as well as livestock and foreign agriculture. The new House Ag Chair grew up working on his grandparents' farm and understands the critical role that ag plays in the nation's economy. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.